This message is the coming end time revival and Armageddon 1. Today is the first lesson in a series entitled The Coming End Time Revival. The Bible prophesies a great revival for the times just ahead. It also prophesies a time called the Great Tribulation. Both of these events will unfold during the 7 years immediately preceding the Battle of Armageddon. This battle is immediately preceding the second coming of Jesus Christ to the earth. In this series we will describe how the Great Revival will develop, and how you can be a part of it. We will also explain the Great Tribulation, and how you can avoid participating in its anguish. Don't miss one lesson in this important series. Many people have taught there is not a Great Revival coming. However, we are going to find out in this series of lessons, which I am very happy to be going into, that the Bible specifically prophesies not only a Great Revival, but the greatest revival in the history of the entire world. Now, I am not going to just tell you that. I am going to show you in the scriptures. I'm going to take you to the prophecy of the coming revival. Let's first of all think about the setting in the scripture. We are in the book of Revelation, chapter number 6, verse 15 through 17. It records the sixth seal. Now under the sixth seal, the heavens depart like a scroll. That is where we pick it up in verse number 15. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now, God's wrath is getting ready to be poured out on the ungodly of the earth at this point. I mean we are talking about between the sixth seal and the seventh seal. So, when we realize where we are, just before the second coming. It has already been recorded that the heavens would depart like a scroll. So, let's find out then what happens next. We quickly move to Revelation chapter 7. Now, this is the revival chapter. Believe it or not, in the book of Revelation there is a Satan chapter, chapter number 17. Yet, there is also a revival chapter, chapter 7. Now, we know that chapter 13 is often associated with Satan and his number. We also know that 7 is associated with God and his number. Now, let's take a look at what chapter 7 says about the end time revival. First of all, the first phase of this revival, the first half of this revival that we are going to talk about, is the Jewish half, and the sealing of the 144,000. This is verse 2 through 4 of chapter 7. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. It goes ahead and tells us that there were sealed 12,000 out of each tribe, and the names of the different tribes. Now, let's take another look at the 144,000. This is recorded 7 chapters later in Revelation 14. Yet, here he gives us more information. We are reading here at verse number 1. And I looked, and, lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Now this is chapter 14. If you go back to chapter 13, then the servants of Satan has a mark in their foreheads. Verse 3. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Now, let's pause there for a moment. A lot of people have misunderstood this. This is not speaking of a physical virginity. The Bible teaches that the marriage bed is undefiled. Almighty God Himself said it is not good that man should be alone. Furthermore, God himself is going to end up taking a bride. The church is going to be his bride. So, this is speaking of a spiritual purity, or a spiritual virginity. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. They are partakers of the Lamb purchased by Jesus Christ. Remember, the 144,000 are going to be followers of Jesus Christ. Notice, they are the first fruits to God and the Lamb. This means that they will be part of the church, and they will be in the rapture. Let's look now at the Gentile revival during the final 7 years following Revelation 7:9. Now, in Revelation 7:1-8, we have talked about the sealing of the 144,000. We move from the sealing of the 144,000, 12,000 out of each Jewish tribe. Now we move in the very next verse, number 9, and listen to what John says. After this I beheld, and, lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues. We are not confined to Jews. Stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So, they have been purified by the blood of Jesus Christ. What does this show us? This revival, chapter 7, shows the first 8 verses with a great Jewish revival of 144,000. Now, whether that is a literal specific number, or whether that is a symbolic number, I cannot tell you that for sure. Yet, it definitely is depicting a great Jewish revival during the final 7 years. Then immediately after that, we are told about a revival that will come from all people, all kindreds, all nations, and all tongues. So what are we seeing here? The end time revival will be a Jewish and Gentile revival together. Now, if you remember, the early church was a Jewish and Gentile church together. That is exactly the way that it is going to be in this great revival coming to the end time church. Now, just to make sure that we understand the setting. Now, remember we started off with the sixth seal in chapter number 6. Then, there is this chapter when the 144,000 were sealed from the wrath of God that is going to be poured out. Then we also have the picture of the Jewish and Gentile revival. We leave chapter 7, and we go to verse 1 in chapter 8. What do we see here? And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. What is this? This is the rapture. This is when Jesus Christ leaves heaven to come to get his bride. The Bible tells us when he comes we will be changed from mortal to immortality. We will be caught up to meet him in the air. Can you imagine all of heaven in silence, in awe, as they are watching the joining of Jesus Christ to his church? His joining to both, the Jewish church and the Gentile church. Then in verse 5, we know that this is the rapture because in verse 5 it says, And the angel took the censer, and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth, and there were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake. Why am I putting such emphasis on this? Every time at the second coming you will see that phrase. At the seventh seal, there was voices, and thunderings, and lightnings. Then when you go to the seventh trumpet in chapter 11 verse 19, it was voices, and thundering, and lightning, and earthquakes. Then you go to Revelation chapter 16, I think it's verses number 17 and 18, and it says, There were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and earthquakes. Every time, seven seals, seven trumpets, seven vials, every time it's the same thing. Because the seals are the long story in Armageddon and the second coming. The trumpets are a shorter story. The vials in Revelation 17:16 are the real short story. Again, all ending at the second coming and Armageddon. So, what we are seeing here is, In chapter 7 there is a picture of the Jewish and Gentile church mixed. Don't forget what it says. A great multitude that no man can number. We are not talking about a little revival. We are talking about a great end-time revival. So, let's think about it. Does it seem like we are on the verge of a great revival like that right now? Let's be honest, probably not. So, what is going to trigger this revival? The Bible talks about a final 7 years. This final 7 years is going to be triggered by a Mideast agreement. The scripture is in Daniel 9:27. It says there, that the Antichrist will confirm Israel's right to exist for a 7 year period. When this peace agreement is signed, between Israel and the Palestinians, the Bible teaches that that sets in motion the final 7 years. Now, when that happens, it is going to be cataclysmic, saying the least. President Trump has prepared what he calls the deal of the century. It is a plan for Middle East peace. I just recently read where he has proposed to Benjamin Netanyahu. Let's put it on the table, and let that be the debate of your re-election campaign. Now, we don't know whether that is going to come to pass that way or not. Yet, we do know this. There is going to be a peace agreement. It is going to be signed, and that is going to be the event that marks the beginning of the 7 years. We will not be guessing about it. We will be able to mark our calendars. You will be able to mark your calendar, I just entered the final 7 years to the Battle of Armageddon, and the physical return of Jesus Christ. These are going to be spiritually awakening days. Let's just go over briefly the prophecy in Daniel 9:27. That is in verses 24 through 27. It is a prophecy of 490 years. The Bible says that it will be determined upon the people, and upon this city of Jerusalem. Now, this prophecy is not easy to understand. But it is written as 49 years, then a gap or a pause, then 434 years, and then a pause. The Bible distinctly says that after the 434-year period, the Messiah will come and will be cut off. That is Daniel 9:26. Then there is another gap. It is a long gap. We now know that it is about 2,000 years. That is when the final 7 years begins. That is when the Antichrist will confirm the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant is when the Jews are to have a homeland in the Promised Land. That is what God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 verse number 18. So, that final 7 years is going to complete the 490-year prophecy. The Bible says, 490 years are determined upon thy people and the holy city. So, God has a very special timestamp on this world right now. We are in the gap right now, before the final 7 years. But when there is a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians, that will create a Palestinian state. It will put the Temple Mount under a sharing arrangement, and do several other things. When that event occurs, you and I have entered the final 7 years. So, then why is this going to cause a great revival? Well, many of us have been teaching for a long time now, that that event is going to let people know that we have just entered the final 7 years. The moment that happened, we can make a statement in every home in Israel. Warning the final 7 years to Armageddon has just begun. What should we do? I have just recently read that there are now 9 million inhabitants of the nation of Israel. Every one of them will be informed. Besides all that, there will probably be a media blitz on television and on the radio interviews, continuing to show what is going to happen. Furthermore, there will probably be billboards up, saying 7 years to Armageddon, or final 7 years. There will probably be podcasts on the internet, spreading the news worldwide about the final 7 years, explaining the prophecy about the final 7 years. There will probably be a huge surge of prophecy awareness worldwide. Can you imagine what it is going to be like during this time? People that have been walking along nonchalantly, just sort of going to church once a week, waiting to get back to their everyday life. Now, all of a sudden, they are being taught that you have 7 years left until the Battle of Armageddon. Then other things that are going to happen during that final 7 years are going to be taught. For instance, one of the conditions of the peace agreement is going to be the dividing, or sharing, of the Temple Mount. When the Temple Mount is placed under a sharing arrangement, right now only Muslims can worship there. Yet, when it is shared, the Jews are going to be able to build their temple, on their portion of the Temple Mount. Now, think with me for a moment. What is it going to be like when a temple is going to be built? Can you imagine when they lay the cornerstone for the third temple? There has not been a temple on the Temple Mount for 2,000 years. Yet, all of a sudden the Jewish people are going through a red-hot revival. They are saying, once we build our temple, our Messiah will come. Messiah fever will fill the land of Israel. Yet, not just Israel, because we are going to be preaching everywhere that you have got to get ready. The second coming of Jesus Christ is going to happen. When the second coming occurs, those who are ready are going to be caught up in the air when he comes. That is when you are going to enter eternal life. Those that are dead, they are going to rise first immortal. Those that are alive and remain upon the earth, will be caught up together with him to meet the Lord in the air. So, shall we ever be with the Lord? Now, it is highly probable that you are getting ready to live through that. I cannot promise you when it will start. The start could be now. Yet, I cannot tell you that it will be this year. Nevertheless, once the peace agreement is signed, we are going to know where we are. That is the prophecy that we have, with a timeline attached to it. When this prophecy is fulfilled, we will move into the final 7 years. So watch very carefully this year. President Trump has a complete, detailed, peace plan. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his longtime lawyer for the last 20 years, Jason Greenblatt, they have been working for 2 years now, to put this deal together. They are ready to present it. Yet, they only want to do it when the time is right. Now, whether they do it before the Israeli elections are scheduled for April 9th, or after, that I cannot tell you for sure. Yet, we are getting ready to find out. President Trump has suggested to Prime Minister Netanyahu, let's put it out there. Make it the center of your primary minister campaign. We have new elections coming up in Israel on April 9th. Can you see what I am talking about right now? The Bible prophesies the greatest revival. Let me remind you of the scriptures. 144,000 sealed. These will be redeemed. They will be redeemed unto God to the Lamb. These are not Jews that are saved without believing in Jesus Christ. There is a great Jewish revival coming. Many Jews, thousands of Jews, during the last 7 years, are going to turn to Jesus Christ. It won't just be them, because in verse 9 of chapter 7, it says, after this I saw a great multitude that nobody could count. What a number! Out of every kindred. It is going to be worldwide, America, Russia, Europe, South America, Africa. It is going to be a sweeping and mighty revival. Now, this series that we are beginning just today, I am going to walk you through the events. There is a timeline, a thread, through the Bible to tell us what is going to happen, step by step. God wants each of us to be a participant in this revival. This revival is not going to just drop out of heaven. Revivals are always caused by preaching and teaching. So, we are going to be teaching that the end times is arriving. Jesus told his disciples, go preach the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom was simply, that right now we live in the age of human government. Yet, very shortly we will be in the age of the kingdom of God, when Jesus Christ casts down thrones. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 says, I beheld that thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. That is what is going to happen. When the 7 years begin, at the end of 7 years, the Battle of Armageddon will occur. That is when Jesus Christ will come down. He will fight against the world government armies of the Antichrists. He is going to remove all human governments of this world, and crown Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. However, we have seen the early harvest. Yet, the Bible says, that in the last days, God is going to send forth, the early and the latter rain together. So, we are getting ready to see. Now, they had a great revival in the early church. Yet, our revival needs to be 28 times as great at least, because we have 28 times as many people on the earth right now as they had 2,000 years ago. If we only have the same percentage of the world saved, we would have 28 times the revival that the apostles had in the early church. Why not? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Grace and peace be unto you. From God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.